Our first lesson is from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 5. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. This is the word of the Lord. Our second lesson is from Psalm 145, verses 8 through 9 and 14 through 21. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. The Lord upholds all who are falling, and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord is just in all his ways, and kind in all his doings. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of all who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him. By all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Before I read the third reading, let me just take a moment to say how happy I am to be here with you today, to be part of what I understand has been a very vibrant summer series, and to say thank you for your hospitality as you give this wonderful gift of a sabbatical to your pastor who has been faithful to you for many years. But thanks for allowing me to be in your midst today. The third reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 14th chapter. I wanted to orient you a little bit because we sort of start right in the middle of a story. So what you need to know is that Jesus has just received some disturbing news that his cousin, John the Baptist, has been killed by Herod. Not surprisingly, Jesus wants to get away to a quiet place, perhaps to grieve or to pray. But the crowds saw that he was going, and they saw where he was going, and they followed him, bringing all of their needs along with them. And even though he was in need himself, Jesus' heart went out to them, and he healed those who were sick. Listen now to the gospel as it comes to us from the book of Matthew. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Now, when Jesus heard this news about John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My husband and I have had a home in Cambridge for about 20 years, but it was just last year that we moved here and became full-time residents. I'm a Maryland native, so I love being a Marylander again. But one of the best things about living on the Eastern Shore is the food. We are blessed in the land of pleasant living, especially now when the corn is high and the crabs are running thick and the peaches are so sweet. Perhaps if you enjoy especially our food as much as I do, you would have been as alarmed as I would have been to be one of Jesus' disciples after a long day out in the middle of nowhere, face to face with a crowd of hungry people. There were no ears of corn to harvest, no jimmies to catch, no peaches to pick. Nightfall was coming, and stomachs were rumbling, thousands of them. As evening fell, the disciples become anxious about feeding all of these people, and they try to reason with Jesus. There are an awful lot of people here, they say, and there's really no place to get food. And even if there were, we don't have the money to buy it. So, Jesus, you really need to send these folks away so they can eat. But Jesus hadn't sent them away earlier in the day when they needed healing, and he isn't going to send them away now. To the disciples' surprise, you know how the story goes, Jesus tells them to bring what they have on hand, which turns out to be just 5 loaves of bread and 2 measly fish. And then he does one of those amazing things that we call a miracle. He fed thousands of people, 5,000 men, plus all of the women and children who were with them. And they ate until they were full, and they had 12 baskets left over. A miracle indeed, an inexplicable sign of Jesus' amazing power. It's such a familiar story to us that we forget to notice that this is an incomprehensible display of the abundant and limitless love of Jesus. And it's a pattern for us to imitate every day. Now, I can hear you might be ready to tell me that you can't actually do miracles. And I will be the first to assure you that neither can I. So we may not have exactly the same kind of power that Jesus had. We may not be able to offer love as abundantly as he does. But there is something that he did on that day that we can do each and every day. When Jesus took those 5 loaves and 2 fish, he gave us a way of life. He took the bread, that is, he received it as a gift. Then he blessed it, that is, he thanked God for it. And then he broke it, and he gave it away. Take, bless, break, give. It's the pattern of our lives. It's no accident that Matthew, in telling this story, uses these 4 words, take, bless, break, give, for they are the words that his own worshiping community used whenever they celebrated communion. They're the same words we use whenever we celebrate the sacrament, and I'm betting that you can say these words just as easily as I can. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, giving thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you." Did you hear it? Take, bless, which is to give thanks, break, give, the same four words. Matthew had watched Jesus feed people over and over again in this miracle on the hillside, at countless meals with his disciples, and at the Last Supper in their own upper room. And then some 40 years later, when he writes down the story of this miracle with the echoes of his own worshiping community in his ears, he remembers these same four words. When my husband and I were still living in Atlanta, we worshiped at a church that sometimes on Communion Sundays would have bread machines running in the sanctuary all through the service so that we could smell the bread of life even before we came to the table. One of those blessed Sundays, there was bread left over, as there often was, and I got to take a loaf home. This was the perfect bread. You have to understand. It was sweet, kind of lightly browned on the outside, you know, crispy crust and soft on the inside. Are you getting it? It was still warm. I was so hungry, and this bread was going to be so good. Somebody put it in a bag for me, and I carried it to my car like it was a baby. I may or may not have buckled it into the front seat. And I started to make my way home. I headed up Peachtree Street because, as you may or may not know, virtually every street in Atlanta is named Peachtree Street. I took a right onto Ellis, which was my last turn before I hit the highway. And that's when it happened. I looked ahead, and sitting on the sidewalk were two men, one younger, one older. They were leaning against the buildings. They didn't have anything. They had no sleeping bags, no backpacks, not even pieces of cardboard. And I knew what was going to happen next. I was going to have to give up my bread because they clearly needed it more than I did. Reluctantly, I'm not going to kid you, it did take me some time to decide to do this. Reluctantly, I eased my car over to the curb. And I came to the stop, and I motioned to the younger man to come over, and he leapt up and came to my car. "Here," I said, handing him the still warm loaf, "this is for you and for that gentleman over there to share." He took the bread, he said thank you, and quickly made his way over to the other man. And then, like a priest, he leaned down, he broke the bread, and gave half away. "Take, bless, break, give." Right before my eyes, these two men acted out the Lord's Supper all over again. There on a gritty sidewalk in the middle of Atlanta. And I tell you, it looked like a miracle. In a moment, we will come to this table, to the Lord's table, to share bread, and we will use the same words that Jesus used, that Matthew used, and do the same things that Jesus did. And another miracle will happen. Because Jesus will be here in our midst. He will feed us with his very body and make us once again his body, that we might be bread for a hungry world. In our dining room hangs a depiction of the miracle of the loaves and fishes by the Mexican-American artist John August Swanson. If I had known that Becky puts art on the front of the bulletins, I would have sent you a picture. It's a beautiful, beautiful rendition. As we share meals at our table, seeing that image of Swanson's loaves and fishes reminds us of all the meals that Jesus hosted and of all the people that he fed. It reminds us that this meal, the Lord's Supper that we are about to receive, is so much like the meals at our own tables, and that they are, in fact, an extension of this meal. For as Jesus fed people on the hillsides and by the shorelines, he feeds us at our own tables, just as he feeds us here in this meal of bread and wine, where he is both our host and our guest. So, yes, we know how to eat well on the Eastern Shore, and especially here at this table where grace abounds. And we are fed with the very body of Christ. We are nourished here. We are strengthened for the living of our lives. And we are given love so abundantly that we cannot help but to take it and say thank you and share it with whomever we meet. Take, bless, break, give. Here, today, and every day. Thanks be to God. Amen.